the need to foster a stronger health system with facilities that have adequate health workers, equipment and medicines in the country has been stressed. The chairman of Lagos State Primary Health Care Board, Dr. Babs Sagwe, made this known at a two-day ambulance system strengthening review meeting organized in conjunction with Center for Development and Population Activities, SEDPA, in Lagos. He reiterated the need to end needless deaths of pregnant women while giving birth, expressing regret that 11 out of 30 primary health care centers, PCs, in the state have no ambulance service. Dr. Sagwe noted that transportation of patients within local PHCs before attending to the secondary level of care became necessary in response to the high maternal mortality figure in Lagos State. According to him, the prevalence of maternal deaths in the state is high, with 555 per 100,000 live births and 560 per 100,000 for the maternal mortality ratio in Nigeria. In her presentation, the country representative of SEDPA, Dr. Irene Oswata, observed that the statistics were not encouraging and the human resources for healthcare were inadequate, emphasizing the need for a standard ambulance service in the state. The All Progressives Congress APC has condemned the attack by apparently sponsored thugs against the Bring Back Our Girls protesters who have hitherto conducted themselves in a civil and peaceful manner. A statement issued in Lagos by its interim National Publicity Secretary, Lai Mohammed, said the attack on the protesters in Abuja had confirmed its worst fears that the government was embarking on a campaign to shift the responsibility of the government to the abductors. The party wondered why government would be pushing its responsibility to ensure the welfare and security of Nigerians to a band of terrorists. APC said the fact that the release of girls Boko Haram hooligans who invented the unity fountain gathering of the Bring Back Our Girls protesters came in short pieces and were not restrained by the police, showed they enjoyed some protection from the authorities. It asked the government to focus energy on how to bring back the girls safely. The Adama Universal Basic Education Commission has registered 240 Almajiri for National Almajiri Education Program due to take off in the state. The Deputy Secretary of the Board, Dr. Alilu Aman, said in Yola that the state government was fully prepared for the take off of the program by putting in place all necessary facilities. According to him, the three completed schools have capacity to accommodate all the registered pupils. Haman, who was also a member of the National Committee on the Implementation of Almajiri Education Program, the government was prepared to provide free uniforms and other learning materials for the pupils. He said the commission had conducted job interviews for some teachers, saying the letters of appointment will soon be sent to successful applicants. Some financial experts have urged the federal government not to relent on efforts to enhance infrastructure development and job creation. The experts in separate interviews in Lagos said the enhancement of infrastructure and creation of jobs could be achieved by reducing government's recurrent expenses. An economist and entrepreneur, Dr. Goke Adeno, said inadequate and ailing infrastructure was undermining the growth of the manufacturing sector. He noted that annual budgetary allocations to development of infrastructure was still less than 3 trillion naira. Adeno said Nigerians had anticipated significant reduction in the recurrent allocation and increase in capital allocation in 2014. And just before we go, consider this thought. Never is a man as tall as when he bends down to help someone. To end the national news, here are the highlights. The state governor, Babatunde Fashola, has described as illegal activities of some members of federal tax force operating on Lagos roads. As the nation marks another Democracy Day, Nigerians have expressed divergent views on the progress recorded in the last 15 years of the return to civilian rule. We also brought you reports that political parties in the country have been urged to produce more women candidates in the 2015 general elections. You can contact our newsroom on 01737974. You can follow more news on our website, radiolagosecofm.net. That ends the national news broadcast on Echo 89.7 FM.